Sponsoring this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, is Norwegian Cruise Line, better known to some as NCL.
Right, well, look, Dad, listeners and watchers to this podcast will probably be feeling the English cold right about now.
I tell you what's not cold, bro. In your mum's bedroom.
Whoa!
Oh, no, why? Well, look, we didn't need to know that. But look, good news. To escape the cold, NCL offers more opportunities to visit the Caribbean with 13 ships sailing the region this year.
Oh, we've seen it for ourselves now, haven't we, Ro? I am going to cherish those father and son memories forever. We were on board Norwegian Encore for a week and it had all the bells and whistles. I mean, what was your favourite part, Ro?
Yeah, I mean, we have to mention the Encore Speedway, one of the only racetracks at sea and an NCL exclusive experience.
Ah, for sure. But what about all the entertainment? There's the Choir of Man and even the nightclub.
Yeah, I mean, you really enjoyed the Beatles tribute band, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And the fact that they were even at the Cavern Club, which was actually inspired by the legendary Liverpool Club, where the Beatles regularly performed. It was absolutely amazing.
Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy.
So are we going to address the elephant in the room or no?
What elephant in the room?
Well, I thought this was a no girls allowed.
Oh, that's not fair. You calling mum an elephant?
I do feel like
why sure. Do you feel like a relevant in the room?
Well, because I know this is your thing. You yeah. And Dad have mastered the banter chat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. To be honest, it's less so much banter chat. It's, I don't know.
Honest chat.
No, we spent, I think, 10, 15 minutes talking about farting. Yes, I think in a recent one.
Yeah, not my thing, that.
No, no.
Yeah, but, I've listened to your previous podcast.
Well, that's good. I hope you should.
And yeah, I don't know where you go with some of your topics, and it's just.
I've always said to Mum, you should come on one day. She said, I don't think it's my thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, look.
So here I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Elephant in the room.
So if you're listening to this, firstly, welcome to the podcast, FS. My dad is Martin Kemp. We do have a slight difference today. The difference is quite cool, though. Well. Depends on what you define as cool. I'm basically on a holiday with my parents.
Yeah,
just like old times.
But no, we are. We're on the NCL cruise ship. It's pretty cool. This is pretty amazing. On the Encore, we're currently sailing towards the Dominican Republic. It's quite a weird place to record a podcast, but we could do this every week.
Right, it's weird, honest. Right? But let's be fair. It's lovely.
Yeah, it is.
It's lovely. Really nice.
It's the only reason I agreed to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this. Is the best holiday I've been on for years.
Yeah.
Right. Hang on a minute. Can I get a couple? I've got a couple of drinks coming. Here we go.
Oh.
Drinks. Here we go. Look.
Oh, right.
The Coke's for my boy. Yeah,
oh, thanks. Yeah,
my little boy.
Cheers.
And me and Shirley have got the pina colada.
Thank you. Oh, now this is holiday.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh, right. Don't drink yours yet. I bought something for you in Miami. Yeah, look, you can put it in there.
Right. Okay. What is that? What is? Where have you got that?
I got it in Miami.
When have I ever seen a cup holder with an erection?
I thought when I
it's
saw
kind
it,
of a bit dirty though. There isn't thought, it? It's not exactly.
It's an aubergine.
When I saw it, and I could see that it doesn't work quite that well, and I thought that's good for my
right,
boy.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work how it should. Woody's bar, great, okay. All right, well, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
I didn't buy that, by the way. That was definitely a dad gift.
I should hope not, yeah.
No.
okay, well, look, I thought the best thing for us to do today is, because usually, Mum, how it'll work is we have someone who loves to listen to the podcast will send us a message or something that will suggest a topic that we should talk about.
Right.
Firstly, are you aware of the premise of this podcast?
No.
No, like not today, but like you understand why I set up the podcast?
Yes.
Why?
Because you want, well, I hate to say it.
Yeah, go on.
When Dad dies, you want to listen back to it all.
Yeah.
But there are things.
So you can constantly take the mickey out of me.
No, but there are things I understand about that. Only the other day I was thinking about, someone asked about my mum and dad when they got married, and I thought, I don't know. I don't know where my mum and dad got married, and they're not here for me to ask.
But you don't know anywhere where they got married?
Sorry?
You don't know where they got married ever?
I'm going to guess Barnett Registry Office.
Barnett Registry
Office. Yeah.
It's not one of those things you can guess, is it? You know?
No, I do, because there's something, I think, but it's one of those things in life. Yeah, it is great to ask all the questions whilst we're still here, basically.
No, that's what I thought. But that's why it's good. So it has started about all about Dad being dead.
Yeah.
So which, that does yes. lend itself to people kind of saying, I wanted to speak to my parents about this and have a conversation with them about this.
Yeah.
But I thought as we're on holiday, I think we should just have a nice holiday discussion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. But there's a lot of holidays that I don't understand because I've got a lot of questions for you guys, I think, as a couple, right?
Yeah.
Main one being...
Fire away.
For you guys, probably one of the most important parts of your life has been a holiday.
Yeah.
Why?
When we got married.
Thank God you answered that correctly.
Yeah. Well, no.
Hang on a minute.
I've always thought that me and Shirley aren't married. Because...
Sorry, what?
Well, our marriage, right, was on a clifftop with this woman who said, Martin, do you love Shirley? Shirley, do you love Martin? Okay, you're married.
It was quick. But I wanted it to be quick.
But I don't think we were actually married.
You got married in St. Lucia.
St. Lucia,
so he's always said he doesn't think we're really married.
I think it was all a bit of a con.
Do you think you're married?
I think I'm married.
But surely you have to sign stuff when you come back in the UK, no?
No, I don't remember that.
You most probably do. I can't remember.
No, but like, surely like when you elope, you have to like, don't you have to do a thing where you get married twice or something?
No, we never got married again in England.
I'm pretty certain you're not married.
I don't think we are married.
Well, if we're not, we'll get remarried in England.
They say we're married.
We'll go to Chelsea Registry Office and get married there.
Okay, so that's a revelation. Parents aren't married. Great. But it's another thing. I mean, I didn't want to be the one to bring this up. It's also the place where Harley was conceived. Which is disgusting.
You don't want me to go into detail about that.
It's not disgusting. It was a beautiful thing, Ro, because Mum was panicking that she couldn't have a baby. Right. She was suffering really badly with endometriosis, mm-hmm. weren't you?
Right.
And she was suffering really badly. And for a couple of years, we were trying to have a baby and we were doing all the right things. Like I told you once before, didn't I, about Shirley's mum even gave us the advice of the wine barrel.
Hang on.
Hello, good afternoon, Norway Key Concord. This is Terry, your cruise director with your afternoon rundown.
Okay.
Right, there we go. So what I was saying was, I told you once before that me and mum, we went to your mum. For advice on how Shirley could get pregnant.
That's not true. Please tell me this isn't true.
It is true.
Please tell me this story.
She told us this is true.
My mum was laughing, going, oh, yeah. Have you tried the wheelbarrow? I didn't even know what she was talking about.
That is outrageous.
I didn't know what she was talking about. I was going, why would I try? I thought she meant get in a wheelbarrow.
No, so we tried the wheelbarrow several times.
Stop.
And it didn't work. And then anyway, so what happened is we decided to get married. And so we went to St. Lucia and that evening after the wedding,
all right.
Yeah,
Shirley
yeah.
conceived.
No more.
Yeah,
Shirley conceived.
No more, please.
But it wasn't the wheelbarrow.
But also, my nan didn't like the fact that Martin and I lived together unmarried.
Who?
My nan, my dad's, my nanny Bushy.
Say, not nan, but your
not
mum.
My mum.
Not your nan.
My grandma, my dad's mum, didn't like the fact that Martin and I, if we mentioned it, she used to look the other way. If I said our house, she just could not take the fact that we lived together unmarried. So when we got married, I do remember the lady, the registrar, saying, and I bless you and all the children you have. And I actually felt a physical relief as I, oh, wow, that's going to really please my nan that we're now married. And that's why I think we got pregnant, because I felt like the veil had been lifted and we'd be blessed.
Oh,
it's an amazing thing, really, though, because if you're suffering from...
mildly disgusting.
No, but endometriosis, stopping you getting pregnant...
Endometriosis is a whole other podcast.
Then that evening, that very night, Shirley
Martin,
gets pregnant.
We get it.
Yeah. As much as I want to talk about endometriosis, I don't think we are today.
No.
That's a whole other podcast for mum. But in terms of holidays, when you were kids, did you have... I can't. Okay, so let's be real, Dad.
Yeah.
You've basically the other week. I don't know if you know this, Mum. Dad tried to make me believe that he was so poor that they used to put an open fire, and Granddad used to have an open fire in the corner of the room.
It was a paraffin heater.
Yeah, like a campfire in the corner of the room.
It was that,
and that's how it got hot.
Yeah, it was that.
Did you go?
He
on
did
holidays?
Tell me that
because you. But,
no, we did. Well, we went on holidays to Butlins. Which I absolutely loved. But
wait, how old is Butlins?
60s, 50s?
Really old. It's, 50s? I wouldn't like to take a guess, but it's, I think it's 50, early 50s right, is okay. my guess.
So you used to go there.
So can I just say I'd get so excited that I'd get ill. And then one year...
Would you throw up?
No, my glands would all swell up. I'd get a fever because the excitement of going on holiday. And I remember they had to put me in a wheelchair in a red blanket. And my brothers were just pushing me around.
Why? Because you're so ill.
Because I'd got myself so excited about going to Butlins. They all were saying, the doctor said, we think she's got herself too excited about the holiday.
Well, when Dad was a kid, when he got so excited on his birthday, he pooed himself.
I know.
Imagine you two together as kids. Christ.
We were sensitive.
One's dying and the other one's just shit his pants.
Yeah.
But we were sensitive, weren't we?
Talking about a paraffin heater in my bedroom. Yeah. Right? We were so poor, we had to have the paraffin heater. It was worse than that, actually, because my dad used to... heat up a couple of rocks on
that's
the paraffin.
That's not true.
This is true.
Oh, no. That's not
off the
true.
Paraffin heater and put them inside the bed to warm the bed up.
That is true.
Well, it could be true because my house was freezing. And this is the thing about having a bath. When I met Dad, I had a bath that was about 3 inches deep. Because we never had any hot water.
Isn't that just like lying down in
no,
the shower?
No, we just, yeah. We never had any hot water.
So you just had a shower.
I had five brothers and sisters, so like a big family. And so you could not have a bath. So when I met Dad, he filled the bath up to the top and I thought it was the most opulent thing I'd ever seen. Wow. To this day, I'm still not happy with it that he overfills the bath water.
So when was the first time you went on proper holiday? When was the first time you went abroad?
I think I was about 16. I went to Torremolinos.
Where's that?
Great. In Spain. But the only thing I remembered was the smell. In those days, the drains weren't good.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And there was always this horrible smell.
Yeah.
It was a terrible... Yeah. You don't get that these days.
No, you
and
don't.
And that's something I noticed about travel anyway. Years ago, you would travel to places and that place had a smell. Even like when you got to America, you think, oh, I can smell America.
But so yours was Spain?
When I was 16, went to Torremolinos, didn't like it because I didn't like the smell. No, with my friends.
Oh, right.
I never, ever went abroad with my parents.
Did Grandad ever leave the country?
My dad never had a passport.
Never had a passport?
No, we only went to Bognor Regis or Skegness.
Yeah, great places.
And I won the Donkey Derby in Skegness and I won my family a free holiday. And my dad is, I've never seen my dad as proud as me. Even
what, on the donkey?
Being in Wham, being Pepsi and Shirley. The only time my dad has ever been proud is when I won the bareback donkey race.
What?
I have photo evidence
as
well.
No, I don't want to see the photo evidence of the bareback race, Mum.
Oh, you're taking that something else
now. What
the hell
is that? That's disgusting.
Well, I don't know what bareback means.
I've never seen my dad more proud than when I won the bareback derby. Fucking hell.
Which just means I didn't have a saddle.
Fucking hell.
Oh my
Jesus
God, why do you turn everything?
Oh, I'm not, Mum.
Sherry, you're taking this podcast down so many levels.
Right, okay. Well, let's not say it was bareback. Mum, let's say the Donkey Derby.
That's even worse now.
You've taken a very proud moment. You've taken a very proud moment in my life and put it somewhere. You know.
Stop saying the word donkey.
Right,
now.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay, all right.
That's the trouble with your generation.
That's disgusting. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. So when did you go on holiday? What?
Did you ride a donkey?
No. Who did you ride
Ostrich.
To get a holiday?
No, first holidays I ever remember but with my mum and dad used to save up. I can't tell you how hard it was for them to take us away. But it was always the holiday camps we went to, like whether it's Pontins or whether it was Butlins, one of those.
Yeah.
And in those days, I used to love it. You know, absolutely loved it with my brother. And you would make a bunch of new friends while you were there. You went on those... you know, two-seat bicycles that they used to drive around Pontins or Butlins.
Yeah.
But it was still, it looked like it was still just post-war, you know, with the entertainment that you get every night. It was brilliant because my mum and dad...
The way you describe your childhood, no joke, is like...
Dickens.
Dickens.
It was Dickens. But
it wasn't, mate.
My mum and dad,
you were in the 60s, it was fine.
My mum and dad saved up every week to go on that holiday,
yeah.
Right? Put money away every week to go on that holiday, whether it was 2 shillings or something, and to take me and Gary on holiday. And they are some of the nicest of my memories ever. And one time I went to Butlins, and
Butlins,
because we're on another type holiday excursion here. One day
I went to, my mum and dad 1 year took us to a holiday camp, which was in North Wales. And by the time I got there, my neck was stiff and my neck was all leaning over to one side. and I spent the whole 2 weeks like this.
Stiff neck.
And I couldn't move because it had all crooked.
Stuff like that happens though when you're a kid. Why is that only when you're a kid that you get stuff like that?
I don't know.
Because I remember having that. Then they call it like a horse neck or
crook
something.
Crook neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad looked everywhere in every chemist to try and find some horse oils that he was going to rub into it.
We spoke about what Nan used to do with warts.
Yeah.
Your mum.
Yeah. The steak.
Do you remember?
Put a steak on the wart and bury it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Very weird.
Does that not upset you then that you guys went to what sounds like post-war holidays?
No, because...
And then you have kids that are so spoiled.
No, because they...
Holidays were fantastic.
Yeah, the holidays
were... When was the first time you went on an airplane then?
16, I was. Oh, no, I went on a cruise. My first holiday abroad was a cruise.
Was it?
I went around the Greek islands. We went to Turkey.
So it wasn't?
It wasn't with my family. Right. It was my best friend's family. We went on a cruise.
It was a cruise.
I've just remembered that.
And how was it? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I was, yeah, because my family could never afford to go abroad, but my mum and dad saved up so that my friend's family could take me with them. I got homesick. I cried a lot because I missed my mum and dad. But I think I was 11 or 12 and we went on a cruise and my mum cried because she couldn't believe her daughter was going on a cruise.
That's
like
so funny.
Something so amazing.
Wow.
So that was quite, yeah. How crazy
well, that's
that
really
I forgot
gonna
that.
That's really going to help our NCL sponsorship. That's
how
great.
How crazy is that? My first time abroad was on a cruise.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
When was the first time you went on an airplane?
Mine was probably 19... It was definitely 1976. And my mum and dad, first time we ever went abroad was to Benidorm.
Yeah.
And I went on the Freddie Laker jet to Benidorm.
What is a Freddie Laker?
Freddie Laker was this guy that opened up cheap flights for the first time ever.
He was right, like the Richard Branson of the 60s.
It was, right, okay.
It was cheap flights in the 70s.
How much do you reckon? How much do you reckon that was?
Still expensive.
Well, still expensive, but
yeah.
But it was affordable, obviously. But are you for the first time for working class people.
Right.
Yeah.
So in that instance, right, is that the first time Grandad ever's gone on a plane?
Most probably, yeah. 1976.
Surely you're absolutely pooing yourself.
No, not really. It was
because
it was about
our generation now, you're on planes from when you're a baby, right? And like, there's a lot of people I know, obviously, that still haven't been abroad.
Your generation is still pooing themselves.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. But like, yeah, but then back then, like...
No, we were... Because the excitement overweighed fear because you didn't have an event like that.
Like, surely, when you were kids, you didn't see as many airplanes in the sky as you do now.
No, but we weren't fed the news that your generation
exactly.
fed.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, you've got to get on this thing that flies in the air.
It was this most amazing, like, spaceship opportunity. So your excitement overweighed your fear.
It weren't the 1920s. Like, what is that up in the air?
Yeah.
What is it? It wasn't that.
It's the Jetsons.
You said you used to put hot stones in your bed to keep warm.
Yeah, that was in my house.
Because it was glamorous.
We
to
had
go on
to
an
do
airplane.
That because of the holes in the walls.
And what about like sun cream and stuff like that? Do they have sun cream?
Yeah, we had sun cream. Yeah.
It never worked though. Sun cream that you never used to get kind of factors of like 20 and 30. You used to get like factor 2 and 3. Right. And you just got burnt.
But we didn't use sun cream. We preferred oil, didn't we? And we used to burn like a crisp. I've really damaged my skin from that.
When?
In the 80s.
Oh, what, when you're a teenager?
I don't have many regrets, but definitely not looking after protecting my skin was one of my biggest regrets.
It was one of the things, though, that wasn't even spoken about in the 80s, early 80s. No one ever mentioned the fact that you could get skin cancer from sun or anything like that. You just put your...
it was fashionable to have a tan and it was chic.
Yeah.
And...
But now people look after themselves when they go on holiday, which is really good.
What was the first... So what was the first, like, you holiday that you went on?
What do you mean you?
Like, all of a sudden, you're in really successful 80s band.
Oh, our first holiday, I remember.
You've got dough and
you go,
where?
It was terrible.
Why?
I think Dad booked it.
Where?
We went to Poros.
I always thought that was nice.
Poros?
Our first holiday together was in Poros.
Poros in Greece, right.
I don't even remember where it was, but it was so quiet. And when I was younger, I had quite a lot of energy, a very active mind, and needed to be kept entertained. And Dad loved sunbathing. Right. So Dad could just sit on the sunbed with the biggest smile on his face, looking at the sun. After an hour, I'm tapping, like, right, what are we doing? What are we doing? And he would just lay there smiling at the sun.
But that was always the most boring part of when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah. Sunbathing.
Yeah.
You always hated it.
Hated it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you sunbathe, actually.
But now that's me. I've turned more into Dad now.
Yeah. Whereas sunbathes always bored me, really boring.
Yeah, but when you were a kid, it all changed. You know, when you came along, when you were like 5 or 6, all of a sudden holidays came and changed, because it wasn't about us anymore. It was about keeping you and Harley happy.
Yeah, but me and Harley had the most outrageous holidays you can ever imagine. Like, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, what does spoiled kids' holidays look like? Well, that was our holidays. What? Well, a lot of our holidays did revolve around George Michael, though.
We were really lucky because he had a beautiful house in South France. And he really loved us going there and using it, because he wasn't there all the time. And he always used to say to me, you can always go and use my house in South France, take the kids.
Yeah.
That spoiled me as well. Because where else? Yes, that was, I can't even talk about that, right?
Why can't you talk about it?
Just makes me too.
We've spoken about it before, right?
It was the worst moment of my life. I can't tell you. It put me into shock for several days. I was lying there by the pool with my eyes closed, looking up at the sun. And all of a sudden, for some reason, I opened my eyes and I saw you under the water in the pool. And I saw you splashing around. And I jumped in, looked down at you, and I had this crashing memory of your face under the water looking up at me with your bright blue eyes, and me looking down at you and just dragging you out. But you had stepped into the water, and you know the jets on the side of the pool?
Yeah.
The little jets, they push you out into the middle.
Do you know the weirdest thing? I remember it.
Yeah.
I must have been, what, 5?
Yeah. The terrible thing is, I went to the market and then I felt guilty that I'd gone to the market in Saint-Tropez and got back and saw Dad, and then I blamed myself that I wasn't there. As a parent, you're just like...
What, did you tell Mum what happened?
Of course he did. He was shaking.
I was crying my eyes out. Dad was
beside himself and said something really terrible happened.
I had terrible PTSD over it.
He did, you know, and I don't
I,
and I understand.
I remember basically going into the pool and not having armbands on.
You most probably hated them.
Not having the armbands on. And what's so weird is the memory I have of it is all of a sudden being at the bottom of the pool and looking up, but being at the bottom of the pool and looking up and seeing he had like a crocodile Lilo.
Yeah, that's right.
And going over the top.
Looking and seeing that Lilo over the left of me. The left of me is you jumping in.
Yeah.
And seeing that and then that.
Yeah.
But do you remember you would have had, I think, your Batman toys.
Yeah,
You never went anywhere without these Batman toys.
Yeah.
So I think what happened, you were playing on the edge of the pool. One must have fallen in. You must have gone
to
grab
it. No, I remember physically walking in.
Oh, you did walk in.
I remember I walked, literally, it's not even one of them. It's not even one of them I'm kind of like, what's it called? Biased memory of it. Genuinely, I can see it. I can see the pool. I can see the and I know I've walked in, and then that's how it's
terrifying.
Happened. But bringing up the Batman toys, one's still in Barbados.
That's right. Yeah, they went
everywhere.
That was
the most upsetting thing in the world.
But the thing is, you didn't like going on the sandy beach. So we were like, well, let's take the toys on the beach. And Dad was brilliant at playing Batman games with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you and Dad were building all these kind of like sand castles for Batman.
Laughing at the penis, man.
Laughing at the drink. So Dad was brilliant you playing Batman toys with you. And then I think the tide came in and washed all the castle, and then all of a sudden we realised, oh, one of the toys has gone.
No, I'd buried it.
Oh, you actually buried it?
I buried it.
I thought it got sunk in the sand.
Oh, well, then maybe that was it.
Maybe that. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
So is it still there?
Well, yeah, it must be.
You were so upset. And we did go out.
I still remember
it. We were crawling around on our hands and knees, scraping up, like, where is the other Batman toy? Do you know what one it was? Was it the Joker, Robin,
Batman?
No, I don't
know. I don't know. But I just remember that was, like, one of the worst memories of holidays when I was a kid. And there's another one. The worst memory that I have as a kid is how sunburned I got my chest.
Oh, you were
a
nightmare.
Because we weren't with
Dad. No. Because we used to go on holiday with my friend Kath and the kids. So you had other friends to go on holiday with. So Kath was our neighbour.
Yeah.
So she had two kids, boy and a girl, same age as you and Harley. And I cannot remember. We went to Cyprus once. We went to quite a few places.
Yeah.
May have been Cyprus. And you were a nightmare to put sun cream on. I would say, bro, come here, let me put... I don't want the cream on. Really hysterical about cream. Anyway, I managed to get as much as I could, miss this tiny part around the top of your chest.
Yeah.
And then I noticed in the evening, you were walking around, but you had your T-shirt in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you're like sucking on your T-shirt. And I'm saying, why are you doing that with your T-shirt? Nothing. And I was going, Ro, what's the matter? And then I saw all your chest was bright
except for my
red.
Handprint.
Oh, my handprint?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to put the cream on you and you're running away.
Yeah. I remember another thing from that holiday. Do you remember I was absolutely fuming?
Why?
Because you and Kath did a dance thing. Oh. You got pulled into a dance competition.
And you told Dad straight away that Mum's danced with another man.
Cypriot fella.
Yeah, you rang Dad.
He's gone.
When we spoke to Dad, Mum's danced with another man.
Yeah.
I was like, Ro, I didn't dance. Yes, you did. Mum danced. And I did dance with another man. But it was like doing a limbo
it
under a pole.
It was absolutely disgraceful.
We were walking past and they said, come on, like join in the dancing. And I'm like, what? I still had my money belt around me where we'd just been out all day. And I remember all the... So it was like a pole dance. Not pole dance.
Your pole
limbo.
Jesus
not
Christ.
Pole dance, sorry.
Where did we go?
Pole dancing for some
no,
fella
it wasn't
in
a pole
Cyprus.
Dance. It was a limbo.
Where did you take your kids? Well, I went pole dancing.
No, it was in the reception of the hotel, but you couldn't wait to tell Dad that I'd dance with another man. You were so upset about
Shirley,
it.
Shirley, where did we go that time when we got there and Roman didn't like it, so we had to go somewhere else?
Where?
South of France.
We went to South of France?
No. Did we go to Italy? No. We took you on your first skiing holiday. Harley had gone skiing with the school and we felt like you were left out of the experience and we felt really sad. So we said, well, we'll take you to Chamonix. So me, you and Dad went to Chamonix and you absolutely hated
horrendous.
It. Yeah. You were like, I don't want to be here. I want to go to Rome. And we both went, Rome? Look, he's a genius. He wants to go to the Colosseum. He wants history.
Did we actually do that?
I think
we
did.
No, we didn't. We went home.
I think we went to Rome.
Yeah. I said, pack your bags, sure. Ro wants to go to Rome.
But you got to remember the reason why Dad and I...
We actually went.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Christ,
we've done this...
you're bad parents.
No.
No, because
we thought, well, Rome's such an amazing historical place. How exciting... And I was a bit bored, to be honest with you.
A bit boring.
Yeah, it's a bit boring. I don't like boring holidays.
Why have we never done skiing holiday? We never do skiing holidays.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't do
I've
it.
Done my skiing days and I had an accident, lost my confidence and never got back on the
slopes.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah,
I don't want to get injured.
Yeah, big accident.
I think skiing looks fun, though. I love it when I see it.
It's fun, but you do think... If someone goes to me, me and the family are going to Val d'Azur this year... Yeah. I just thought, like, actually, turn around and go, like, wanker.
Skiing is fantastic.
You can tell a skier a mile off.
It's a beautiful holiday.
You can really tell a skier.
It's a proper
a mile
sportsman's
off.
Holiday, I think.
No, it's not.
It is.
You don't have to be a sportsman.
You do. Oh, the funniest thing is trying to get off the ski lift. And I do watch videos about people trying to get off the ski lift and they end up going back round and flying off of it.
That sounds like the most boring TikTok session ever.
Skiing holidays are, they are hard work. They're
anyway,
physically hard work.
You got bored with being on
so we
on,
took you to Rome.
Skiing holiday. So we went to Rome.
And you loved pasta.
Is that where I got an ear infection? Yeah, it was. Remember it.
Oh, really?
Remember it.
Maybe that's why you that's weren't where, feeling well no, anyway.
Tell everyone what the mild tick was that I used to have when I was a kid.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. About my ear. You used to really tell me off about it, and it started going
tell
to
me. Rome. Right, I've forgotten.
Going like this.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, the sniff and the nod of the head.
I thought you were copying someone. How
did we get you out of that then?
It was like my ears would always pop so bad.
Yeah.
Like, and they still do it now. Yeah, I still do that now.
Right.
And then my ears, every time we'd go on an airplane, it like their ears
not
would pop so bad. And the only way I could do it is like if I sniffed them really hard with my nose and then like pushed my ear into my
and
shoulder.
And all you need to do is hold your nose and blow out,
must
probably.
It don't work like that. But like, poor you guys, like walking around with some kid, like just going...
I was going to get you some horse oil to rub in. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. But like, I think we do have great holidays. There's one holiday that I'm upset that I never went on.
What?
And Harley went on.
What?
Because it's a flex to say it.
Yeah.
You went to the island.
Oh, Richard Branson's island.
A big thank you to the sponsor of this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, Norwegian Cruise Line, or NCL for short. Can you believe that not that long ago we were sailing the Caribbean, Dad?
Honestly, Ro, take me back. I mean, what were your highlights?
I'm not going to lie. I went into it prepared to love the Encore Speedway, one of the only racetracks at sea, and an NCL exclusive experience, or probably the Aquapark. Featuring two multi-story water slides. I mean, come on. But I actually love the downtime.
Tell me about it. We couldn't get you out of the spa. What was that treatment you loved again?
It was the LMS facial, actually. What about you? What were your highlights?
For me, it was the food and drink. You, me and Shirley, we probably ate the best we've eaten in years. I mean, there was so much to choose from every night.
Yeah, I remember well. You struggled to choose.
Yeah, I mean, it was a challenge, wasn't it? Was I in the mood for steak or perhaps popping into the French bistro, a Japanese restaurant, or even that Italian cuisine? Oh, I tell you what, Ro, I just enjoyed it all.
Yes, I remember very well. You were looking through the menu for 2 hours. Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do. To enjoy.
You went to why?
Necker Island. We went to Necker Island with George, right?
That was
so what's Necker Island? What is it?
It's one beautiful, huge house. I remember, so as you're walking down the hill, because it's kind of like slightly mountainous.
For those people that don't know, this is the one
it's
that Richard
Virgin
Branson
Islands.
In the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. So Richard Branson owns this.
Yeah, so he bought a house there and turned it into you could rent this house.
Did he own the house or
the whole island? The whole place.
Whole place.
And then as you walk down, as you're going towards the beach, I just remember finding boxes and just cold drinks everywhere. I mean,
boxes?
Ice boxes of drinks. It was like, oh my God, just opening if you wanted wine, beers, cold drinks. I was just like thrown, you know, that was incredible. Just everything was, it's one of those holidays where everything's thought of.
I will set the scene, right?
Yeah.
The scene is, so what birthday was it? One of his birthdays.
His
40th
maybe?
Birthday. Or 30th? And he took me and Shirley.
I was pregnant with you. You did go.
Hang on. No, that doesn't count. I hate when parents do that. You were there.
I was three months pregnant, but you were there.
I wasn't there.
Let me set the scene, right? It was Jörg's 40th birthday. So he decided to go on holiday with 20 of his friends. So he hired a DC-10 that we all went on.
What's that?
DC-10 jet.
That's a nightclub
it's a proper jet, right?
It's a proper jet.
Right. And a DC-10 jet. And we all flew down to Necker Island together and stayed on there for a week.
That's a long flight,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's a couple of aeroplanes. But I just realised it must have been his 30th because I was 30. And that's when I was pregnant with Ro. So it would have been Jörg's 30th, not his 40th. Right. Yeah.
But Harley came.
Well, Harley learnt to swim in Necker Island.
Was three.
How have you wangled that? By the way, we've got to bring our 3-year-old kid.
You.
Yeah. I mean, in those days, people didn't really want you to take your children. It wasn't, most things were child-free zones.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he knew I wouldn't go without Harley. I said, I'm not coming unless I can bring Harley.
Right.
So there was just Harley and there was another little girl, Lauren,
right.
Who came, which was lovely. And... Because Lauren Farrow.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember Harley learning to swim in Necker Island, but when she swam, she could not stop laughing. For some reason, it gave her the hysterical laughter.
Yeah.
And all I said was, stop laughing. And then she's swallowing the water. And if she could stop laughing, she would have swum. She learned in this tiny little pool round by the, well, it wasn't that small. It was like a lagoon pool by the house. It was beautiful. And then she went in the sea, but I put a life jacket on her when she went around the sea because it's strong.
It was such a beautiful experience, to be honest with you. I've got one of my fondest memories of Jörg, right, on that trip, where there were probably about 15 of us that had all gone scuba diving. And in the Virgin Island, there's lots of like these coral tunnels that you can scuba dive through. The most amazing colours, the pinks, the blues, the oranges. And there's all these kind of little eels that pop out every now and again to have a look where you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's about 15 of us and we're all swimming through these tunnels. And I look round and I see Jörg behind. And even through his mask, I could see him smiling. And it was one of the nicest memories that I have, that he could do that for his friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't you say you had a barracuda chasing you? Or is that
at one point, yeah.
You had to wrestle.
Just one point.
Yeah, well, we're a barracuda. You know, they do chase anything that's shiny. And at that point, my ego was big. Yeah. And it was shining.
What was shiny?
Well, my ego, I suppose. But no, barracudas chase anything.
Would you have a watch on or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, watch. They chase anything that's sparkling in the sun.
I do remember you saying,
am I making it up about Harley being with some stingray or something? What was that?
No, I can't even talk about that.
Why can't you talk about that?
Yeah.
It gives me really bad anxiety.
No. That's the whole point of it. We're on a podcast. Yeah, you got to talk.
Oh.
Go on, you say it.
Okay.
Go on,
you tell what happened.
So they took us out on this big boat one day. And I'm pregnant with you. Me and you were on the boat together then. Yeah. You're in Necker Island with me.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
So I was kind of, you know, not doing anything, jumping off boats, swimming anywhere. Dad got off the boat with everyone and they went swimming in the sea. Harley has gone hysterical because she wants to be with Dad.
Right.
And now she's running up and down, having a real full-blown tantrum. And one of the guys said to me, who worked on the boat, oh, she's safe on there, put the life vest on her, let her go with her dad. I don't know what, to this day, another big regret. I just gave up because I thought I was scared she was going to jump off the boat and get to Dad anyway.
Yeah.
So Harley gets lowered in the sea where they're all swimming. And then he's going, oh, look at the stingrays. And I just froze. I was paralyzed.
Right. It was an amazing sight.
A stingray's
right?
around my right. 3-year-old child.
Let me tell you something.
I'm frozen with fear. I can't even talk.
It was like Moana or something.
It was an amazing sight. Harley, tiny little kid, in this fearless. Rubber ring. Right, not a rubber ring. You know the rings.
Fearless. Look, you can't give her in the, fearless.
She was fearless.
Listen.
She just wanted to be with Dad.
Hang on a minute. Harley, in this ring that they throw out for, you know, a life-saving ring.
Yeah.
She's in the middle of that. And I'm looking down at Harley. And there's this massive, like, 5-foot manta ray that swims directly underneath her. And it was the most incredible sight. Most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Three-year-old can be scary for a three-year-old. She was not scared at all.
She doesn't like it now, though. Because when we were kids, I remember she didn't like fishes. Was that me?
No, I think that was me.
It was you.
Yeah. We went swimming with dolphins one year.
Yeah, I know.
I was terrified. It started kind of, I thought the dolphin was attacking me.
Well, you know, because you know
they
dolphins?
Can get, yes, I know what you're going to say. Yes,
dolphins.
Get
don't
sexual.
Get them excited.
Yeah. And I'm not joking. I think the dolphin was getting.
She had flashbacks to the donkey derby at that point.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of hitting me with the end of its tail on my feet.
You sure it was his tail?
But he was really kind of coming, like just kept coming for me all the time. And I was thinking, I want to get out. Did you know
about the horny dolphin thing?
No,
before?
Not then. But right. Everyone said the dolphin experience, the most spiritual experience you can have. Where were we? The
Hawaii?
Bahamas? Hawaii, because I always loved Hawaii.
Yeah.
And it was my dream to swim with dolphins. I couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Yeah.
And then the turtles came and then they were biting me.
Yeah, I've been bit by turtles. Yeah. They hurt.
So sea creatures don't like me. So I'm scared of the sea and I don't really
volunteer. Where
were volunteer.
You bit by a turtle? Then?
I was bit by a turtle in Mexico. And I went to Tulum in Mexico. And you go into these like cenotes
And like they're like underground,
yeah.
And like they're unbelievable. Like you go to, yeah, it's like water, and you just swim down and whatever. But they got these like turtles, and like people are like taking pictures of these turtles.
Yeah, everyone's loving them.
This thing bit the fuck out of me. Like like it hurt, like really hurt. Not as bad as I went to Jamaica, and I got into the water, and there was like sea lice.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever experienced sea lice.
Right.
Oh,
how big are they?
My God, you can't see it. You can't see it, but I was in the water, and all of a sudden, my body felt like it was on fire, like in the water, and it's just like my whole body. It was like tingling and like on fire, crazy.
I've never heard of sea lice.
Did you step on an urchin when we were a kid?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah, yeah. Big, someone, not an urchin, but a massive jellyfish. Stung me. Yeah, so badly.
Harley got done by a jellyfish.
That's when we were on holiday with. Kath and Joe,
had to wee on her.
And I kept saying to Joe, wee on Harley. Yeah. And Harley is horrified, screaming at me, like, what is my mum telling Joe? And Joe was looking at me like, I was mad. But everyone kept saying,
by the way, Joe was a young boy, same age as Harley at the same time.
Yes. They were the kids, but I'm.
But that is mental.
Needless to say, he didn't pee on her.
No.
But you've done a lot of travelling, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been lucky. Did you have
a spiritual experience when you were swimming with dolphins when we were on that holiday?
No, but I'll tell you where I did. The thing is, with holidays for me, I like experiences. But what I mean is that I think I'm more. I like to think I'm more adventurous than I do, because I think that the holidays that I do go on, I want to see something. Like the wildest holiday that I went on last time went to the border of North Korea.
Yeah.
Mental.
That I wouldn't call that a holiday.
That's a holiday for me. Mental. Like,
and
you
what
know,
was that like? Tell us that.
So like you go to Seoul in South Korea, and it's only like an hour and a half away. Like North Korea is only an hour and a half away. Like Seoul, one of the most like, you know, advanced cities on this planet. Right,
but the DMZ zone's about an hour
the
DMZ, long,
so you got the thing called the DMZ, which is the demilitarized zone, right? And then you go there, and then as you get in there, you've got to go through all these security clearances. This is the worst bit, right?
Yeah.
Get this.
You got to dodge some machine guns and electric wires.
Basically, like the government, like something I can't remember really what our guide told us, but the government basically allows X amount of tourists. Buses to go a day or in a week or whatever, right? And they have to clear them and so on. When we went to Korea, got on the bus, right? And I'm thinking, this is great. What a holiday. Going to Korea, you don't see any English people. You don't see like, because you don't want to bump into people who start asking you about the one show.
Yeah.
Right? And so we get there. As I've got on the bus, right, considering six buses a day, like in that week or whatever, that they're only a limited amount, the bus we get on is a sixth form school from England. I'm taking pictures, right? I'm being asked for selfies.
Were you doing capital
on the
at
border
that time?
Of Korea? Yeah. Oh. Border of Korea.
How bizarre.
Like North Korea. Like that's, I'd say that's from that holiday was the weirdest place I've ever been asked for a selfie in my life.
Were you nice or were you rude
to
them?
Of course. No, I am
nice. He's always
nice. He has to be nice. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that like, it's no matter what anyone says, right, no matter how nice a so-called celebrity, you know, is, they do not like to be asked that stuff when they're on holiday.
No, but Ro, once I was going on holiday and I ended up, the whole plane was singing Gold.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
I tell you. Here's a big memory from when we were on holiday at kids, right, and not a lot of people, no one will be able to relate to this other than you guys, right? Mm-hmm. So you can explain what it's like. Mm-hmm. So we'd be on the beach and all of a sudden you see a boat quite far away and that boat is stationary. And what is that boat doing?
Taking pictures.
Go on, explain that. Because that's wild. For people that don't understand that, it's mental.
That's one of the reasons I stopped going to Europe, because we got packed a few times and we were on, do you remember we were on like a big banana
boat
thing?
Oh, that was
thing.
The best one.
Yeah.
And they got pictures and I cried
you
my
cried non-stop.
Eyes out.
The best pictures
hang
in the world.
Hang on. The thing is, Mum spent so long, right, the month before we went on holiday saying, I hope we don't get paps. I hope, what can I wear just in case we do get paps? And I said, look, you will not get paps. Don't worry about it. The first magazine we open up, right, there's the banana boat. Mum is halfway up in the sky, about 4 foot,
legs,
right, screaming.
Legs akimbo. Underwear.
Legs akimbo, God. Right? God. And she's like, up in the air.
I was mortified. And that stopped me going to Europe. It stopped me going on beaches.
Why were you in Barbados or something like that?
Sorry? I think we were in Mallorca.
There's
Richard
certain places.
Branson's,
there's,
another Richard Branson.
No, no, don't
moment.
Get me wrong. It was a brilliant picture.
No, but I cried. I cried a week. Didn't want to leave the house. That's why we kind of went to America a lot when you were younger, literally because Dad and I, no one recognised Dad. And so if no one recognised Dad, then we could all relax.
Yeah. Would you prefer to go on a holiday that's further away? Like now, you guys don't really go on holiday now.
We don't holiday that much.
No, we don't really.
Why?
Well, because I'm quite
don't
happy.
Don't say money. That's not what? The case. Yeah, you can't be like, oh, the money, you know, poor, aren't I?
No,
it's nothing to do with money. It's, we're quite happy as
no.
we are.
So basically, what I just heard that is you want to go on holiday, he doesn't want to go on holiday.
I go on holiday with my girlfriends.
Right, okay, all right. Dancing with fellas in Cyprus, is it?
Yeah. I go on holiday with friends because...
Because he's boring.
Is boring. He just likes to sunbathe.
I try and explain this all the time, and I don't think Dad doesn't necessarily understand it because he's not the type of person. Because Dad, you and I are very similar
in some
ways.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I used to hate it when we used to go for dinner and people would be looking over.
Yeah.
And I'd always notice when people are staring.
Yeah. And I'm still the same.
Yeah.
That still affects me now. Dad will say, should we go and get something to eat? And I'm thinking, no, we won't. I'll make you anything you want as long as we don't have to go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm really affected by people staring.
Yeah, me too.
And Dad's kind of not aware of it. We are hypersensitive and aware.
But that's why it's the worst thing when you go on a holiday and then that happens.
Yeah.
But then here's another thing.
That's
right?
Why Mum, right, locks me in. She says, right. You're not going up shops. You're not going to on holiday.
Right.
She looks, but that's why on this boat, I am
he's been
so
let
happy.
Out.
In he reality. Can,
he's walking around everywhere.
Living actual
and
life.
You've got to hurry up because I'm playing bingo in a minute. Yeah.
All right. But look, so the my thing as well on this, right, I've got an innate fear. Do you not have this fear, right? Because, Mum, you're not, but Dad, you're old. So do you not have that fear that you're going to die and not have seen everything?
Bro, I've seen everything.
Twice.
You ain't.
I've
he
seen
has.
Everything.
He's seen
I've
everything twice.
I've done it twice. and I absolutely loved it.
But like, that's what I mean. But for me, it's like I let's be real, right? You guys had worldwide tours and you could do all that type of stuff to see.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, no. I've walked
but
it.
But then
you know
isn't
I mean?
That the perfect example of why we took you away to all those wonderful holidays that we could, that we were lucky enough to afford it?
No,
right?
You didn't
have to have hot stones put in your bed, right, when you were young, because I could afford to put the heating on.
Fine.
And I could afford to save up to take you to some incredible places.
But where are the places you haven't been? It must be places that you haven't been that you're like, I need to go there.
Of course.
Before I die, got to go there. Where?
Of course. Yeah.
I'd like to go to New Orleans, Hampton Islands.
You want to go to New Orleans? What, that's where
I'd
you
like
want to go
to
before
see.
You die?
Oh, well, no, just... What do you mean before I die?
Yeah,
there's just some places I haven't been that. I'd like to go to the Hampton Islands.
Right. Okay.
I'd like to see that, please, if you want to organise anything like that.
Well, because the way they decorate their houses.
Yeah, because it's aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah
it's kind
of
East Coast.
Rich people, New York.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine has to be the one place I would absolutely have to go to are the pyramids.
Yes, you need to go to Egypt.
The Egyptians.
I have to get Dad to Egypt.
And that
why
is
do
the
you
one
not
place.
Want to go to Egypt? Why would you not want
because
to go to the pyramids?
Because we've watched so many... He watches documentaries on the pyramids most nights.
I told you.
Yeah.
I feel like I know everything you need to know.
What's your favourite
I've seen
fact
every
about
documentary on the pyramids and I feel like I've done it. But I would like to go because I'm sure it's an amazing experience. And as you know, I have some family history
yeah, we do,
in
yeah.
Egypt. So that would be amazing to
for
kind
those
of
people listening to this, go and watch mine and my DNA dad's episodes, journey. That DNA journey. Absolute mental.
Yeah.
Turns out my mum's great-great-granddad used to drive the train for the King of Egypt for 40 years and the train was solid gold.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of family history.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, okay, I understand that. I want to go to Antarctica.
Antarctica, I've done it.
No, you haven't.
I've done
yes,
it.
Yes, he has. Yeah, he's swam in...
That's the Arctic.
Well, I've done
wrong
one of
pole
them. Well,
it's
what is it? North one or south one?
South.
Oh, south. Oh, well, yeah. I did one of them. They're both the same.
Once yeah, I'm sure once you get there, it's all like,
okay. If you get up or you go down, they're both the same.
Your generation are just left to go to space, really. You're the next
would you do
space.
That? Would you do that? If they said,
yeah,
okay,
I think
holiday,
I would.
Holiday capable in space. This is one of my favorite questions. What's the percentile chance that you'd have to be able to come back? Alive.
Well, depends what age I am. The older I get, I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care.
If you put me up there at 75.
That's a good answer, see? That's got you. Yeah,
that's a trick question.
That's a trick question.
Okay, well, I'll change the parameters for you.
Yeah, go on.
I'll change the parameters based on that question.
Yeah.
You're now.
Now?
You're the age that you are right now.
Don't need
I
to
say
go
to you,
now.
You have one opportunity. No. You have one opportunity right now in the age that you are. To have a holiday or like to fly to space, right? And then you can see the Earth, you can see all the thing, but there is a
percentage 20%
chance you don't come back.
I'm not going to do that because my
15%
no,
chance.
No, because I want to be there for you,
chance.
Harley and Dad.
10%
nothing.
Chance.
No.
5% chance.
You're talking to your
5%?
Mother.
5%. There you go. Everyone's got 5%. A number. See, there's no number. There's no 5%. I'm in.
Well, that's pretty low, isn't it? 5%.
Do you know right now, I found out this the other day, there's an asteroid heading to us and there's a 2.9% chance it's going to hit us.
Who told you that?
NASA.
Yeah?
2.9, that's quite high.
When did you speak to them then?
I'm surprised we haven't been hit by more asteroids.
No, they burn up on entry.
Yeah.
It won't happen. But I think the now. Did any of you ever fly on Concorde?
Yes.
Go on, talk to me about this. Because everyone, why is that like such a myth?
I did a celebrity afternoon on Concorde.
What does that mean?
So all the press came and they'd got, there were pop stars and yeah. celebrities. And we did a flight to Paris and back.
When?
But
it was fantastic.
Paris?
It was the takeoff.
Yeah, they want to show off how quick they can do it. They go to Paris.
Yeah, only Paris. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's crap.
But, no, the experience with Concorde isn't the actual flyings, like the journey, the takeoff and the landing. That's the only experience you have with Concorde. Unbelievable. You take off and so quick and you land and you're like, we've landed.
So how quick did you do it?
Well, I don't know.
5 minutes?
What? Not yeah. two.
Oh, no. Well, the whole journey would have been an hour.
Yeah, but flying to Paris
what,
now.
What, to Paris?
Hour. Flying
no,
to Paris
back.
Now
you
is an
to
hour.
Paris,
back.
40 minutes.
No, I'm saying, oh, it just what? It just went, took off, then came back.
Yeah.
Let me, can I explain, right?
Yeah.
At the end
yeah,
of Concorde's
I think we just
life.
Did a circle.
Wait a minute. At the end of Concorde's life, right, when they couldn't get anybody to go on it anymore, right, this is true, because it was so expensive,
right,
they used to do these 2-hour joyrides.
Yeah.
Right, and they used to stick
the
it
experience.
Up, and you used to go up. And to launch that, they put a load of celebrities on it. And they took them up for 2 hours and flew around.
Those celebrities being
again.
Pepsi and Shirley.
Did you land in Paris?
I don't think we
she
did.
She didn't go to Paris.
She just said she went to Paris on
Concorde.
She
didn't go
to
Paris.
I think that was the
she
what
went
you
round
were
in
told.
A circle.
You fly over Paris. You fly from London, you
that,
fly
honest
over
honest to God,
Paris.
Sounds like the most pointless use of Concorde I've
no,
ever heard.
No,
has anyone... Has
it
anyone
was so
did either
I
of
think
you,
you're missing the point.
I'm not
the
missing the point.
The experience of Concorde... was how fast you take off was incredible
right.
and how fast you land, but you're really not feeling it. Whereas you feel the pull. You know when you're on a normal aeroplane,
yeah.
you're going along the runway and
the
you're
thrust.
Like, oh, you can feel it. You yeah. did not feel that on
do you,
Concorde.
Do you know what, though? Even though you didn't go anywhere on Concorde, you just went round in a circle, right? I would have given anything now to be on that plane because it's one of the things that I would have loved to have done.
You never did it?
No, I never did it. No.
It's quite funny on the way out here, wasn't it?
What?
You two.
What?
Stuck. I got bumped up.
I knew you were going to say this.
Bit awkward.
Yeah, well.
out of the three of us, who got bumped up to first class?
You always were the lucky one, right?
You didn't even send down your caviar.
Nope.
Didn't
nope.
check on us, see how
nope.
we were.
Didn't want to check on you. No, not at all.
Oh, no, you didn't come down
they
once.
They wouldn't let me through the
hi.
Curtain. I kept saying, no, it's my son. Let
no.
me in.
I was going to say, yeah, on that flight, I had an inability to turn right.
on the plane.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty tasty.
You couldn't go any further.
Although airports are one of my worst places on this planet. Airports,
well,
I hate them.
You should go. Have you? When was the last time you walked around with Dad? It's a nightmare.
No,
you have
trust me.
Security people.
I know exactly
screaming,
what it's like.
Marching, Kim.
Mum, I know exactly what it's like, and it's not the other people that make an airport experience with Dad difficult. It's Dad. Dad makes it the most difficult thing.
Why?
Trying to explain, I take you back to the Euros final last year.
Oh yes.
Trying to explain to Dad that you can get a connecting flight was mental. And how you do it. You can just walk there, you get on a plane, it takes you there, then you wait a little bit, then you get on another plane. Couldn't understand it.
Of course, I can understand it. It's just,
do you like it?
No, he doesn't like it because he gets really stressed because he's going to get recognised. So Dad just wants to get there, hide in the lounge, come out of the lounge, then just get to the seat by the window. He always sits in the window so I can hide. And as people get on, I kerfuffle around him so no one spots him.
The problem is, I grew up with a tour manager, right? I was always like lagging behind with a band, had a tour manager, check me in, put me on plane.
Didn't know what day of the week it was.
Eh?
You don't really know how to do it.
I'll get you off at the other end.
That's it.
And I'm his tour manager now.
Yeah, now you're the tour manager. Exactly. All right, well, look, I think we can leave it there.
Well, happy holidays.
See, that wasn't as bad as you thought, was it?
I really enjoyed that.
No, I think you
it wasn't
two...
wasn't as bad as I thought,
you two didn't go very dark and deep and crude and you kept it
No, if anyone,
nice.
You did.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
The most disgusting parts of this podcast have been from you.
Don't ruin that lovely memory I have of me and my dad.
It's been... Oh,
my dad being so proud of me at that moment.
Oh, God.
You've ruined it now.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, look, thanks so much for listening. Dad, you can tell everyone where to go and find all the clips and things like that.
You want to go to FFS My Dad Is, right, on YouTube,
yeah, good.
TikTok, and Instagram.
There you
go.
Oh,
come on.
All the social media.
And then you can shout out Mum's Instagram if you want to put the yours in there.
Well, at Shirley Kemp.
Yeah, but you can tell everyone that you don't spell it. It really annoys me when people spell your name the wrong
way.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to tell you something.
Go on.
My name is spelled EY, but when I was really little, about 7 years old, I felt really embarrassed of my name, and I thought EY was old-fashioned, so I put IE on it. So I changed it, but I didn't legally change it. So that came from when I was a little girl. You only just found that out.
Yeah.
But I'm not really spelled EY.
No.
I am spelled EY, really.
So when you go to like the bank and stuff, probably shouldn't
talk about that. Well, you shouldn't
talk about that. Yeah, all right. Yeah, fine. Yeah. We'll leave it there.
Yay.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Right, bingo starting. I've got to go.
Yeah. Sponsoring this series of FFS, My Dad Is Martin Kemp, is Norwegian Cruise Line, or NCL for short.
Yeah, now listen, Ro, because I know a thing or two about ships.
Oh, here we go.
Norwegian Cruise Line has been a trailblazer in shaping the Caribbean cruise experience as we know it today. As the first cruise line to offer weekly departures from the Caribbean, NCL revolutionised the industry, right? Making this stunning region more accessible to travellers worldwide. From pioneering the concept of exclusive private islands with Great Stirrup Cay to developing new ports across the Caribbean, NCL's legacy and expertise have solidified its position as a leader in Caribbean cruising.
I mean, wow. Where have you pulled that from? I mean, look, okay, fine. You know a thing or two about ships. I'll take that. Now, one thing, though, that really stood out to me. Did you say private island?
Yeah, I did, Ro. NCL was also the first cruise line to pioneer the concept of an exclusive private island with Great Stirrup Cay.
So you get to actually go to a private island. That's insane.
With NCL's new package, you can now get even more out of your cruise holiday. Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy. FFS, My Dad Is Martin Kemp, is an Insanity Studios production. The head of production is Charlotte Mason. The head of digital is Ed Buckley. And the production assistant is Abby Sandler.